This is Sober Reference. You're listening to a sober snack, bite-sized tips and tricks that will help you stay sober today. We share more cost-free resources on our website, www.soberreference.com, and hope that you'll connect with us on social media. Search Sober Reference now and look for our logo. For more information about today's guest, visit our show notes. We hope that you find this content valuable and leave feeling inspired to drink less, live more, and meet your potential. Enjoy. When asked, what can I get you to drink? What do you say?
Now, I always say Perrier in a wine glass because I feel it's festive in the wine glass. And it takes away that thing where people will look at me kind of funny. So, and I love the wine glass. I don't want to get rid of the wine glass. I want to celebrate and I want to feel part of it. So I love Perrier.
Throughout your sobriety, what have you become better at saying no to?
I'm better at saying no to, let's say someone's going out and they're all going to a restaurant and I really don't feel like it. I can say no now. And they'll say, oh, come on, come on, come on. Before I would say yes right away. And now I say, no, I'm tired. I'm not going. And I stick to it.
During your sobriety, what new belief, behavior, or habit has most improved your life?
I run or jog lightly. I exercise at least 5 days a week. And when I don't, I really find my mind is not quiet. There's a huge difference. So that is a huge plus because I was not a big, you know, I'd exercise a month or two and then stop and then, you know, that kind of thing. And not smoking. That's another good thing that's come out of it because the two went hand in hand for me. So those are the two things that, you know, I would say are really good. And meditation. I really do try. I'm not great at it. I have to do short little, that's one thing I'm still working on, but I do love it.
What advice would you give to a smart, driven adult that's getting sober for the first time? Is there advice that you've heard that you think they should ignore?
So when people reach out to me, normally they'll just send me a message like, I want to stop drinking or I'm fed up, tired or whatever. So my first thing is, what would they like? Are they into going to an AA? Do they want a counselor? Are they looking for a wellness center? Are they looking for a life coach? Those are the first questions I'll ask. And because most of the time they don't really know what they want. But I will say to them, listen, do you want to do an I Am exercise with me? And they'll say, what's that? And I say, every day, every morning, and every night, I'm going to send you a word. And I would like you to send me one word back. But it's one positive word. And like, for example, I had a young nurse and when she started with me, Kelly Marie, she said she was having trouble at the beginning and and it was during COVID. She said, I'm hardworking. I said, no. I said, you're dedicated. And her face completely changed. It really means the same thing, but dedicated was, it lifted her whole, and that's what she is, you know? And I think that words are powerful. And I think that if people can start remembering the good qualities that they forgot that they have, I think that that's going to help. And then it just kind of clears the way. And it's just showing them also that somebody is invested in them and cares and shows up every morning and every night for a few weeks just to get them going. And I really think that that's, you know, connection. It's not just, hi, how are you? And, you know, the little circle or the little emoji or whatever. Really connect, you know.
When you have a thought about alcohol, what do you tell yourself or what actions do you take to help you remain sober?
So it actually happened in this past summer. I went to a party and they had pink champagne and it was absolutely my favorite of favorite. And I haven't seen it probably because it was quite over the top expensive. And people just don't normally have that unless it's a special occasion. And I had to really like breathe. Like I remember like going, you know, exactly like that. And like, just doing like a little tipsy turn and like I had to like get away from it. It was like a real 360, but I remember going, you know, and remembering, oh my God, that looked like, oh, I remember those days. But there was this, like I saw both the cigarette and the champagne at the same time kind of thing. So I just turned around quickly and really, you know, and the other times when it has happened, I have to say I remove myself from situations sometimes, you know, when it gets too late or I'm feeling a bit more vulnerable, I just remove myself from the situation.
When you're asked, why don't you drink? What do you say?
So I just say, I never want to miss another memory.
Thanks for listening to Sober Reference. We hope you found this content valuable and are leaving feeling inspired to drink less, live more, and meet your potential. You can find more cost-free resources on our website, www.soberreference.com. We hope that you'll connect with us on social media, search Sober Reference now, and look for our logo. Great job taking in sober positive content today. Until next time, this is Sober Reference, and we are so glad that you're here.